Danny. It's complicated, and it's only on your 951 Morning Drive.
Guys, it's approaching 6 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Welcome to Good Morning to you. Good Thursday morning. Woo! We were just giving ourselves a pat on the back because we passed Monday, and now we're surpassed Wednesday.
It's almost Friday.
I know, and of course, these weekends are a little more weekendy than the last couple weekends before.
Well,
what I'm not saying, like, you know, and it's still SOE, but.
And you don't have a gap, and you know. Can't leave your house unless you want to. You know, you don't have to do anything unless you want to.
Yeah.
Sounds like an obligation.
Well, want to and have to. You know, that is the difference between a kid and an adult. Knowing the difference between wanting to and having to.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sucks, though. Having to choose. Oh, but you don't have to choose the hits, baby. It's all here. Valston, DJ Danny. And again, welcome to it, everybody. It's a beautiful morning. And by beautiful, I didn't have to grapple with the rain to get out of my yard and to work in work. Any what?
No wet plants.
Oh gosh, let me know again for that whole wet plants thing. Listen, you know, it's karma. Because I remember one of my school days in St. Mary's, and then at Bartara Senior, when I did Lower 6. And I would always be that guy that remembers, wait a minute, when the rain falls, it accumulates on the plants. And there would always be somewhere to pass where you have to pass under some branches. Well, me, you know, I had to go first. So as soon as I go first and I see everybody behind me, I give it a tug and I run. Aw, yeah. That wet school shirt morning feeling. All right, everybody, obviously, the world is grappling with the very tragic and barbaric assassination. It's on the front page of today's Guardian. World leaders shocked at Haiti's president's demise. And, of course, First Lady fighting for her life.
That is a crazy story. Especially when you hear the details of who the attackers declared they were and all of that. It is.
I know, but of course, more will be revealed as we get along, and we'll keep you in the loop. Also, grab your copy of the TNT Guardian. It's a long weather report. I wouldn't lie. 9 lines.
Wow.
Woo! All right, we'll check that out, guys. Well, I can tell you who is way happier, and I don't think any form, fashion, or iota of sadness. And that person I am talking about is Jeff Bezos. So once again, Jeff Bezos in the news. And the world's richest man, DJ Danny, just got worlds richer. So apparently, let's see. So Bezos, of course, you know, ceded the CEO reins to protege Andy Jassy. We spoke about that on Monday. Right. So on Tuesday, the Pentagon announced it was canceling a $10 billion cloud computing contract with Microsoft. The contract the contract was approved under former President Donald Trump, who is no fan of Bezos. All right. Now the project is now widely expected to go to Amazon. So it's going to be an Amazon Pentagon contract.
So plus $10 billion.
Yeah. So as a result, Amazon's stock rose by 4.7%. And it shoot up to, let's see, $8.4 billion in one day. That's the stock, all right? Far less for the money from the contract that will be given. So that's $20 billion.
These are so normal, right?
Yeah, like, you know, yeah, what's that, $5?
Really, think about it. How much money really exists
in the world? They said it's somewhere between 477 gasplillion. According to gasplillion.com. So while he's been ranked by Forbes as the world's richest person each of the past 4 years, Bezos's Forbes estimated wealth of $177 billion at the opening of 2021 grew on Tuesday and is now approximately $211 billion, according to Bloomberg.
Absolutely disgusting.
How many DJ gigs I have to do to make that kind of money and sell my body behind the oval?
Probably for the next 40,000 years.
Yeah.
And even because, I mean, when you compare it, you know, I always draw this comparison. When we think about a million and $1 billion, how much difference it is. They say you could spend $1 million in 12 days, right?
Yeah.
If you use, I'm lying. If you use seconds, right? $1 million is just about 12 days. $1 billion is 38 years.
Mm-hmm. You see, we get confused. Like, a million seems, it seemed like so much, but was only a thousand.
Correct.
But now a billion is a million billion.
Correct.
I mean, sorry, a million million. No, a thousand million. What am I talking about?
A thousand million is a billion. A thousand million is a billion, right?
Yeah, and a thousand billion is a...
way too much. Nobody should own that amount of money.
Oh. But what is it, though? A trillion, right?
Yeah, a trillion.
And a thousand trillion is how much?
Brazilian.
A zillion.
No, a Brazilian.
A Brazilian. Yeah. One Brazilian. 23 minutes after 6 o'clock, guys. And I just thought I would bring that up to, you know.
Why?
No, because sometimes people need to be reminded that we're peasants. We're all little peasants here, okay?
No, but you think we need Jeff Bezos to remind us. That we could just look at Stuart Young, Mercedes-Benz, and realize they're peasants.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, boy. Imagine I can't even afford a car for the amount of money he got.
Tax break from.
The break, you understand?
Yeah, so that should put your peasantry in perspective.
I have the tax break he got, that is about four of my cars. Wow. All right, good morning, everybody. Again, perspective. Gotta say good morning going out to Baby Love, good morning Catherine, and of course good morning Bina and Ashley. And you also could message via 394-9595 via WhatsApp. Alright, so guys, it's gonna be another wet, very wet, rainy day today. And I'll give you a gist of what the weather report's gonna be like. And DJ Danny, another day not to hang any clothes outside, huh?
It's gonna rain?
Oh, a variably cloudy day with isolated to scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms from the early morning. Thunderstorms are possible by the late morning through the afternoon, favoring Trinidad. Gusty winds, flooding possible.
Well, right now it's beautiful.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's still kind of early morning, so no sign of rain in sight.
And lovely sunset yesterday. I mean, when you could actually look at the sun as it's setting in all its glory without squinting. Of course, that's because of the dust. Yesterday was a bad day for dust. Wait, did I mention the word hazy? Did I say hazy?
Today?
Oh, no, they didn't mention hazy.
No, it just said partly cloudy.
Well, I don't know if you're going to get a reprieve. I have no idea. All right, so that story with that medication stolen at St. James.
All right, listen. So the management of the Northwest Regional Health Authority, the NWRHA, they're coming under fire from Faizabad MP. He's saying that they haven't given us the figures yet.
Yeah.
Of what it's worth. But he said the list of drugs that have gone missing include commonly used medications such as insulin, but also very expensive and sometimes scarce chemotherapy medications used by cancer patients. And he's basically saying that the value is in the millions.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it to be that expensive. I mean, that much. Well, clearly he's not. Sorry, I wasn't expecting that much volume of drugs was stolen.
Well, it's crazy. I saw an article with a list of what it was and,
mm-hmm.
I mean, and when, how they took it and when during the weekend, curfew hours and so on. Obviously, it's an inside job. You know, where's the CCTV footage? They're gone with that too. Who's the security on duty? Like, real people supposed to be fired or suspended as of now.
Yeah, pending investigations, and that's supposed to be like fully into the investigations by now.
Yeah, like who is the security company? Who was on duty? Who got in the pharmacy like to take out that amount of drugs as well?
Instead of sticking it in your pocket and walking out with it.
Exactly, it must have been what, like a suitcase?
I don't know. But I was astounded at the value, alleged value of the drugs stolen until they give the actual figure. But millions. Wow.
But, you know,
I know people
that,
have to do without that now.
This is what I'm saying. This is the cancer centers in St. James Hospital.
Yeah.
You know, the cancer clinic where people are already suffering to get treatment and drugs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Somebody wicked.
Seeing what's taking place and still go on and steal it. I mean, that person deserves to die. I don't care. Seriously, that is absolutely the worst of humanity. all wrapped up there. How you could keep drugs from a hospital that people are already getting their tails to catch drugs from?
Well, you remember, criminality is a 24-hour-day job.
Yeah, but okay,
with no
Val,
concern
and
or care.
We steal these drugs, we're going to sell them. Outside of Trinidad?
Well, you see, that's it. I don't think it's a sprang or walking. They were doing it with the bottom from the elbow.
Correct.
So right, so clearly,
it's going to
somewhere.
Clinics.
Or to individuals. Or to individuals who are receiving private care at home.
Wow. So they think that maybe, also, I don't know, so somebody's going to say there's a Robin Hood thing? That
no,
I'm
no.
stealing these drugs to give it to people that really need it?
Well, who
that
knows?
That makes no sense.
Well, that's it, because you can't give the drugs just like that. It has to be distributed through a clinic, administered by, you know. I mean, we don't know. We don't know.
You don't know.
That's what I'm saying. We do not know, Danny. We do not know. If it's just pure steal it out of stupidness, and I'm looking to go and huff it somewhere now, or if it is, it's meticulously planned, and it is not even going to pop up on the black market because there's already someone, a recipient,
buyer,
or not even a buyer, a plain recipient for it, because again, we do
way,
not know.
It's unacceptable. I don't.
Of course.
Way, I don't need to know what the reason is. It's unacceptable, whatever the reason is.
No, theft is theft.
And that person needs to be found quickly.
Yeah.
How much families every week have to go down to the center to get radiation or chemotherapy or just the drugs, basically, to survive another week?
Hey, simple insulin, because don't discount diabetics' need for insulin to another.
Correct.
Matter of, so it is, I wouldn't even say heart-wrenching, it's just disgusting. But guys, 6:42,
no,
another day in Trinidad and Tobago. Wow, yeah. Actually, we're going to have a lot of fun, and not just a little bit, a whole lot, like a crocus bag filled to the
what
top.
What are you talking about?
The morning reset, just how much fun it really is.
You say it's like a crocus bag?
No, it's full of fun, like so full.
Like a crocus bag full of fun?
Yeah. Think about a crocus bag full to the top, where it have no edges at the top to grip to move your bag. It is so full. You gotta get a forklift man. You gotta call a forklift man if you know him.
Wow.
To move your crocus bag for you.
Nah, I could.
All right, so opening up hour number two, just a little bit, but actually a whole lot of dedication and also expectation on the athletes for the Tokyo Olympics. Mainly so, a little speck on the earth like Trinidad and Tobago. But according to this article, DJ Danny, on page 37, sports section, Guardian. Slim hope for TNT to win medals in Tokyo.
And this that's encouraging.
But here, who's saying it? It's according to Hazley Crawford.
Okay.
So it starts off like this. Track. I'm just going to read the first two paragraphs. Very short. So track athletes seeking to represent Trinidad and Tobago at the Tokyo Olympic Games should realistically be able to make at least the semi-final, preferably the final in their event, says Trinidad and Tobago's gold medalist in the men's 100 meters sprint at the Montreal Olympics in 1976, Hazley Crawford. Quote, three guys are going to the Olympic Games who qualified 2 to 3 years ago. But right now, they're running poor times, not even meeting the standard, end quote. That kind of marginal participation, he says, is for countries that have never won a medal in athletics at the Games. So what he's trying to say is, I set the pace, only real sticking.
You see, that's what he's trying to say?
Well, he said that sort of performance is for countries that never won a medal. So he's saying that he has paved the way for us for a certain standard in this country. But
yeah, but it's not the only medal that we won.
I'm not saying that either. He's just saying that the precedent has been set a long time ago and our performance is not on par.
We have other athletes besides any, don't we? Have other athletes besides track and field athletes? What's the different categories? Does it say in the article?
No, but I remember back in the day, the Olympics had sculptors and painters and artists and stuff like that. But no, as far as it goes here for Trinidad and Tobago, I guess you guys could check out the entire article. It's probably taking up half the page on page 37 of today's Guardian. All the more reason to get it.
Let's see what I can find on the internet.
Yeah, no, it mentions, I mean, it's a good read. It seems there's a lot of information here, but I am not the person to give an opinion about the performance or the expectation of performance levels from our athletes. I am not. I don't follow up. But
so we have 30 athletes competing in this year's Olympics, right? And it includes 3 athletes who have previously won Olympic medals.
Uh-huh.
Right? So that's a good start there.
Yeah.
I ain't too sure about all the shade we're getting from Mr. Crawford. I mean, he's right to have an opinion, and he has vast experience with Olympic medals and the sport.
No,
right?
There's not much shade, you know, because have you ever been to the Hazel Crawford Stadium, especially midday? Listen,
tell me about
real son, I used to hate day concerts. Hate the good day concerts. Anyway, yeah.
So let's see, they say that there are 11 women having been named to the team. Long jumper, sprinter, a cyclist, a swimmer. So they're all not just track and field categories.
No, right? They're not.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, but say they're athletes. Let me see. We have in the 4x100 meter relay, 400 meter hurdle, the long jump, the relay again, 200 meters. We have Jareem Richards, Kyle Grove, Marshall Cedeno.
What about javelin? Will be there?
Yes, Kishon Walcott is there.
Nice.
Richard Thompson is there. Gabriella Woods for judo. She's been making some major news. Andrew Lewis is representing in sailing. Dylan Carton swimming with Sherelle Thompson. So, I mean, I understand his point about managing expectations, but there's nothing wrong with hope. And, you know, miracles. And somebody just having the most amazing flow they've been training for in their life, and all of a sudden they're just like, bam.
Yeah, well, you're right. It boils down to management, because he has the expertise to know that we could do better. I don't think he's throwing shit. He's just saying that we had literally so much time since the last Olympics to prepare that there should be no excuse.
We also went through a pandemic. What do you mean?
What? No.
Human as well. You know? The Olympics were cancelled last year.
Yes, but
so
athletes,
they were preparing for last year.
And they're still preparing. They have never stopped preparing. Athletes never stopped.
No, but I'm just saying that the preparation and the mental, weight of dealing with an Olympics, first of all, is an enormous stress in your life as a person.
Yeah.
We think that their sacrifices are easy. It's not that. Like, their whole life is based on sacrifice.
Yeah, because they don't get, like, paid. I mean, it's not...
Elite athletes at this level of competition is a whole different category. And then on top of that, they go into a pandemic. So they dealt with the postponement of the games, whether it will happen or not, first of all.
Yeah.
I just feel as though...
I don't think it affects...
Cut them some slack.
No, I don't think it would affect...
Like the rest of us.
Yeah, they are, but I don't think it would affect these athletes on this level of athlete. The pandemic, and it got postponers coming. I mean, how it would affect SCA students regarding performance?
Well, definitely, I think
these are professionals.
They are professionals, but at the same time, it's the same human emotion. It's the same. You have been training for 4 years for this moment to be over and done with. You have to add maybe another year on top of it.
Well, I guess
it wasn't certain that it was happening this year.
I guess you're right, management, because I'll go back to this line. He said, 3 guys are going to the Olympic Games who qualified 2 to 3 years ago. Now, nothing is wrong with that. That's fine. But he goes on to say, these guys are running poor times and not even meeting the standard. So, obviously...
But the standard of what? Of qualification? What standard?
Of Olympic standards, of gold, silver, and bronze standards. These guys are not running these times. Of course, these times are all listed from past, so everybody knows the time to beat. Every athlete always knows what the bar of what, you know. But again, guys, put me on the track. Put me on the track and let go 2 flying cockroach behind me.
Put
my bear back too. Put my bear back to run. With 2 flying cockroaches behind me.
That might be the dress code.
And the thought of them 6 cockroaches, 12 cockroach legs touching my back. Oh, good, Usain Bolt. I gotta lap Usain Bolt. A lapping Ato. Anyway.
Hey, the name you call Ato, you know.
Well, hey. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Did he ever go to that tea party he had? Did he?
Never.
I will never get old. Never get old.
If I agreed with you, we'd both be wrong. Val and Danny. It's complicated. And it's only on your 951 morning drive.
Exactly 7:30 on the dot. Alright, but I want to talk about mad blood. All right, the number 3949595 3949595. Well, with mad blood out there, what does your hand or some part of your body have to accidentally touch? And you get this rash instantly. Is it when you sweat? All the heat start to raise, it gets itchy. Is it you touch a piece of cowage? Do you guys even know what it looks like? There's a whole generation of people knowing words but no images to appropriate in their mind. Yeah, what is going to be mad blood? Danny, you get mad blood. I was severely allergic to dogs and poopies came into my life and that just disappeared apparently.
Well, I'm hearing you describing mad blood and when you mentioned the person, I was like, what is mad blood? Is this like...
No, mad blood. No, you never like whether you was growing up with something or even now where something touched your skin and it just starts to like get a rash. It's like an allergy. Mad blood is like an allergy. It's obviously like it's an allergy.
Okay.
It's reference to allergies then.
So, but when it affects you. Spot?
Yeah, like it just sort of affect you on your skin immediately.
Oh.
Is there anything you touch? Like most people, you know, for, of course, fiberglass, no doubt.
Oh, God, yeah, for sure.
Way. Growing up with those ceiling tiles, where the backside of the ceiling tiles are the exposed yellowish kind of fiberglassy kind of.
Yeah. And I would say growing up, going down the islands on those pirogues, you know, you always want to run your hand along the edges of it.
With the resin and the fiberglass matting. Ooh. Wow.
Yep, fiberglass for sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, growing up too in the whole DJ fraternity, when a lot of DJs were doing their own work on their speaker boxes, and then it's time to, you know, fiberglass it, and yeah, that too. Whoosh! And when you're lifting up speaker boxes too.
I think, okay, well,
back then.
I don't think there's anything more itchy, scratchy immediately than fiberglass.
Yeah, boy. Fiber. It has some stupid people too. You ever like
still make things?
You ever like having a conversation with somebody and then it just you're literally the only thing that doesn't happen is a physical appearance of something coming out in your skin, but you feel your blood literally boiling under your skin and like something is going to happen.
From your reaction to an actual human?
To a human, yeah.
So,
and the energy.
And it's an actual physical reaction, not you.
No, it feels like.
Emotionally triggered.
Yeah. But it feels like it is going to affect your skin. It doesn't affect your skin, but it's the same feeling of mad
like
blood
a
if it does.
Psychosomatic something.
Yeah. There was a whole song about that, right?
Prodigy,
baby. Oh, yeah, the number 3949595 for WhatsApp, guys. Feel free to message. What gives you mad blood? What touches your skin and instantly it comes into close contact with you and you get a breakout? All right? Feel free to let us know what's that. Also, I'll check out stories trending in the sports section in just a bit.
Oh, you're so sporty these days.
I know, I'm trying to be...
Must be the panoramic.
Yeah, I'm trying
to
let my radio presence be more balanced, you know? Yeah.
More what?
More valance.
Like the shiny curtains that people just put horizontally across their vertical curtains?
No, well, I could do that too. I could do that too, but no, not that. No. Goosh. You know, you have certain times of the year, like, you know, Christmas time.
Yeah, expect them valance to come out.
Oh, goosh. My mother went the pell-mell making valances over all the years. And, you know, and just have the, you have to gather it. And if you have OCD,
you have to
with
gather
a valance.
It, correct.
Oh, goosh.
And balance the valance.
My gosh.
Is a mouthful.
I don't know. And people who have to arrange valances and make sure all the bellying of it and the curvatures and the symmetry of it. No goosh, nah boy. Again, an anxiety attack thinking of remembering all that stress.
Again,
stresses.
Mad blood.
Again. Mad blood. All right, so a couple of you guys are weighing in via WhatsApp, 3949595. What gives you mad blood? What gets you all irritable and irritated and all maybe itchy and all breaking out? Yeah. Some interesting. I'll have to share those with DJ Danny in just a bit. Although I just remembered what I wanted to share with DJ Danny. We'll do that in just a little bit, guys. Also, today's odd spot in The Guardian. Pretty interesting stuff. 7:46. Well, when it comes to attention, I think a giant 3D billboard could do the trick. All right, so I'm checking out today's odd spot in The Guardian, guys. And let's just say, if ever there was a reason not to do magic mushrooms, this might be it. So a high-tech billboard in Tokyo is drawing attention by playing the 3D image of a giant cat moving around and meowing for 18 hours a day.
A 3D image of a giant cat.
Yeah. Now, the heavy thing about where this billboard is positioned, it's positioned exactly where they estimate 190,000 pedestrians pass by every single day. Now, the 1,664 square foot curved LED screen billboard situated atop a building shows a high definition 3D video of the cat walking around, napping and meowing from 7 in the morning till 1 o'clock the next morning.
Okay, I'm looking at a video of it now, and he looks like a cat on a ledge, basically.
Well, apparently...
It's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, but, you know, it doesn't end there. Cross Space, one of the companies behind the Shinjuku cat billboard, is live streaming 24-hour views of the billboard on YouTube, including during the hours when the display is switched off. The cat display is designed to draw attention to the new billboard known as Cross Shinjuku. Yeah, Cross Shinjuku Vision, the website promoting the advertising space.
Did you see there's a video a couple months ago of a wave that they did, like a big wall of water coming to crashing towards you? The same people that put out that billboard. But, I mean, 3D billboards in terms of marketing and advertising, can you imagine the possibilities? I'm so excited.
I'm telling you, because, you know, we can even fathom 3D imaging and appreciation of what we're seeing with all the glasses. But now the technology is, you don't need to have it. It's just... Woo!
Yeah, that screen is huge. I mean, the cat looks real, and it looks like it, you know, it literally is on somebody's porch.
I think, yeah, I don't know if Trinidad ready for that, though.
Well, Lego KFC.
You imagine watching 3D billboards of people biting a piece of chicken.
And listen, in this time.
That's wickedness. That's real wickedness.
I drive by that billboard regularly.
Yeah, but I guess if you're into cats, this definitely is maybe...
I'm not so much into cats, you know. They kind of make me sneeze sometimes, but this is incredible. I know you'll be... This is the odd spot in today's Guardian.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you're not seeing the video.
Yeah.
But it's real bad.
Yeah, I'll definitely check it out. And regarding Mad Blood, somebody messaged, the only thing that's given them Mad Blood is Red Woman. I had to tell you that. That was funny. I don't know where I've heard that before. Also,
I don't know where.
Yeah. Like, what a Red Woman reference in Trinidad. let's see. Somebody says, the only thing that's given them Mad Blood is a husband. I didn't even call names. I'm just reading. All right, big up to Dookie and Team Lil Amazon rocking. Of course, Innovia is also listening in Woodbrook. And somebody says manual labor gives them mad blood. it gives them blisters on their hands. Wow. Right now, it's 10 minutes on the upswing to 8 o'clock.
In a haze.
Turn it on.
Reset your days.
Turn it up.
With Val and DJ Danny. Val and DJ Danny.
So I'm seeing a lot of videos trending regarding people who are colorblind and being gifted enchroma glasses. Now, I'm not too sure exactly the full technology behind it, but the videos are them putting on these... putting on the eyewear and seeing color for the very first time. Imagine being in your 20s, your 30s, your 60s. It doesn't matter. And never seeing color. You don't know what pink really is, or green, or blue. You just see shades of gray. All right? Maybe you had an operation, maybe some sort of health issue, and you were seeing color before, but then all of a sudden, it just went away. So there's a glasses called enchroma. And people are being gifted by family members, and they're taking videos with them. But the reaction, things we really take for granted. Something as simple as seeing color. I mean, now they say the heart or the mind cannot miss what it does not know.
Correct. I was not going to say that.
So growing up your whole life, just having to differentiate between shades of gray. You know, dark white and light black.
So but it's not really like that, you know. Sometimes they can't see a certain, they can't see red or they can't see greens, or so it's not just black and white, they see.
No, well, the videos I'm looking, when they describe what they see, they only see grays. The people, it's severe. So they're gifted with the glasses and they can actually see color before there's zero traces of any sort of color. So it's a given the level of technology in the eyewear. But again, when you wake up in the morning, things we take for granted, a blue sky, a golden sunset, You know, as opposed to every day overcast, gray day.
Yeah, hold on, but that, to me, that kind of I'm on seeing gray. You know,
yeah.
I had a because as far as I know, it's not black and white. You see, like you can't see reds, you can't see blues, you can't see greens. So definitely pinks and purples and all those different variations in between
yeah.
is what you would see as the grays. But it's not like you see black and white.
Well, no, not black and white like a television.
Correct.
But it's not pronounced the colors. Far less for them to
okay.
be able to know what color is what, you know? I mean, they
but
would
I mean,
still
it's,
see...
it's very similar to those videos where kids or adults get a hearing aid for the first time and they've
what?
Never... A hear. Yeah.
Sorry, I saw the opening. Not sorry.
Sickening. Sickening. But seriously, it's like the same thing, you know? It's I cry watching these videos, far less if you go into the experience yourself, you know?
Yeah, like when
when
toddlers...
Did you hear that?
No, what?
What?
Ah, that's funny.
Yeah.
When toddlers put on glasses for the first time that are having vision
yes,
problems.
So.
And you see, I mean, I'm talking about like a year old and they strap on these little cute glasses that look
mm-hmm.
like the bottom of Coca-Cola bottles and they put them on and it's like, and it's like, OMG, and they start to get like little spasms because they're so amazed.
They're so exactly, it's like literally joy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so cute. I feel I'm going to go down that rabbit hole and look for baby videos.
What?
Sorry, videos.
23 minutes after 8 o'clock. Welcome to hour number 3 of the morning reset. Of course, at the top of the hour, Dana comes up and reminding everybody, if it's not raining already in your part of Trinidad, it's going to be a wet one. Again, reminding you, they say scattered showers and thunderstorms. Early morning, I guess we're out of that early morning realm now. And continuing to say heavier showers and thunderstorms are possible by late morning through the afternoon. So whatever business you guys have to conduct between now and let's say 2, 3 o'clock this afternoon, make sure walk with the umbrella and who knows, extra pair of socks. That always helps.
Yeah. Dry socks and wet shoes. Makes sense.
Yeah. So, pandemic, the world is on pause. A lot of things have changed. A lot of things have stopped. But what I want to talk about is when things, seemingly open up to some extent, what are different things that entrepreneurs are going to be trying regarding entertainment? So,
okay.
I always thought, and I would like to do skydiving. I would like to try it. I don't know, maybe jet skiing. Not jet skiing is there, but skiing
as
on the whole.
Okay, as entertainment.
Yeah, different levels of entertainment because we realize that it's pretty easy for us
recreation.
To be locked.
Recreation,
entertainment, correct. And
okay.
how we do entertain ourselves.
Okay.
And
okay.
we've seen by the pandemic how easy it is for us to be put into that dome, into that bubble. We cannot leave, so we literally have to rely on the resources and the avenues that are available. But of course, with a growing global mind and culture, and we want to have everything else the world has, you know, what some of the ideas maybe some entrepreneurs are toying with? You may not want to give your ideas, but what do you think some of the things that could keep us entertained, comfortable, if we didn't have the option to leave this country? Now, something like skydiving, you have to go up the island, so that's to Miami. That could have been done here. Bungee jumping.
Skydiving, you know.
Skydiving. You don't want to jump out a plane?
Negative.
No?
Unless I absolutely have to.
Well, right.
No.
But suppose one day you absolutely have to. Wouldn't you not like to know how to do it?
Yeah, but if that day, when that day comes, it's probably I won't have a parachute, so, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like skydiving might be something out of most people's economic reach.
Probably not. What do you think the amount of money people blow on a weekend just living? One individual
might
just blow.
No,
they're not doing it. It's a skydive. What I'm saying is there will be a skydiving school. You have to be taught how to skydive.
Or just to go spend more money over time, not just a one-time spending.
Well, you ain't paying $5 to jump on the plane. If it costs $1,000 or $500, whether I could afford it or not, there are a lot of people here that could afford that. For the experience, a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Hopefully, you know, you could have it twice in a lifetime if it goes well the first time. I'm just saying. Yeah.
But I mean, that seems a little up in the sky. What's something a little more accessible.
Were you trying to be punny there?
No.
No, okay.
No,
up in the sky.
All.
Okay.
Don't give it away.
I don't know. Maybe something to do with the up and the sky. Okay, what about this one? Bungee jumping. Think about the tallest structures we have available that we could bungee jump off of. Now, bungee jumping is not new to Trinidad. Eh? It's been happening for at least a good solid, maybe almost 20 years around Carnival time on the stage when he sings.
Bungee jumping.
And waving and whining.
Up in the sky, right? Worse.
Was it really worse though?
It wasn't really.
Yeah. All right, let's continue, guys. Just a little bit of old talk and just getting you ready for whatever Thursday throws at you.
951 Remix.
All day, every day.
You're not alone if you're feeling the effects of the pandemic and the lockdowns and the restrictive measures, and certain entire industries are left in the dark, especially when it comes to when is there some glimmer, a possibility, a time frame, some sort of hope, some sort of not even leniency, some sort of compromise where they can operate. Page BG5 in today's Guardian. Restaurants reeling, $1.5 billion lost in sales. And of course, day by day, week by week, we see the unfortunate announcements of bars and restaurants having to close their doors permanently. Of course, Show Restaurant, very unfortunate. We see the likes of Nari's. And of course, what the pandemic also did is it made people redirect their purpose, their mission, you know, regarding their businesses. So we've also seen some businesses close, not directly because of the pandemic, but what the pandemic has shown is that maybe a different business construct, a different business option might be best. Sometimes with things like these happening in the country, some people say, I just want to pack up and fly out and leave this place. But fly out and go where? It's not any easier, any better anywhere else. Yeah, $1.5 billion lost in sales. Of course, also money lost from the government, including taxes. So either which way, is this a real hot mess, DJ Danny?
Well, which one is the real pandemic, though? That's what you have to beg the question at this stage, right?
Yeah.
Is it an economic pandemic?
It's a fallout. It's all a fallout, and it's all connected. It's part and part, you know, derivative of the initial, you know, start of it all, but there's nothing exists in isolation anymore. Nothing is compartmentalized. It's all some, you know, touching somewhere or the other, intersecting to the point where, I mean, it's not even so much that the restaurants are closed, but they're not even given the opportunity. They're not even, restaurants are not even presented with statistics.
Yeah, so
exactly.
Industries
correct,
well,
correct. I'm talking about the restaurants. I know what you're saying.
They employ thousands of people in this country, so it's probably one of the biggest sectors.
Yeah, so the restaurants.
But it's so many other businesses and types of businesses, you know, that is just alarming. Like, it really have to ask the question, which is the real pandemic?
Yeah, because I mean, you know, the restaurateurs are not even being given the statistics of okay, well, here what, you know, restaurants were causing this much infections, it was really sending it, this is, you are the culprit, and this is what we have to do for now.
Well, there's no proof to that,
sir. That's what I'm saying. So they're not even getting, so,
well,
everybody's,
I don't know, maybe there'll be a lot of legal
ramifications and fallout with this year.
As a result, and people will file lawsuits and they will see.
Because exactly, I don't see why restaurants. It's exactly. We are seeing a lot of establishments selling food.
After you barely survive a pandemic or your business shut down and all of that, who will really have money to pursue a lawsuit against the government? And we've seen how much millions and hundreds of millions I'm just pelted away in legal fees and suing left, right, and center over successive administrations. So, you know?
I just because again it seems not connecting with my rationale and my common sense that you can go and purchase prepackaged food at a lot of groceries and certain places.
Well, listen to me, the other day I had to tell you I had to go in the office.
Yeah.
So it was quite a couple of us there, and I was saying, you know, well, nobody have lunch because where we get lunch, and he's like, you know, the grocery down the road, So we called the supermarket, and as you hear the menu that was available, I was like, bruh, they have food elves somewhere? I was like, how do I have all of this choice in a grocery?
Right, so exactly the same thing. Why are food establishments that are pre-existing unable to just pre-pack, open the doors and sell pre-packaged food?
Exactly, the same concept.
You walk
cooking the same food and packaging it somewhere.
And somebody has to go to an establishment to pick it
and
up and
it
purchase
off
and cash for it. So the same, so I can't understand. And is it that the government fails to realize that there's so much people involved in this industry and these subsectors and...
It's essential workers and people that have to go to work every day. You can't cook in the middle of the day if you're at work.
Yeah.
Yes, you could try and prepare the night before, but if you are working like regular hours, you probably still have limited time.
It always feels as if we're being penalized or punished for the culture we have, the buy food culture. You know, it was working all well before because it was really boosting the economy. A buy food culture is when you think about, like I said, all the different tributaries and what it trickles down to from the top to the bottom. It's a wholly sustainable kind of thing. Again, and also taxes on part of the government. They get their taxes. I just don't understand why. It feels like punishment.
This is there's a press conference on Saturday, as there's every Saturday. I've been seeing a lot of social media posts from various food places, from big to small, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know if they have some kind of insider information or they walk in some juju with that Sirius sun that was in the sky this weekend.
Yeah.
You know, hoping the magic of the moon and all of that astrology works in their favor this week. Maybe they may have gotten a hint or a heads up.
Well, I don't know. People are not necessarily begging right now for in-house dining. It is as the customers are feeling the effects for the restaurateurs, big
Correct.
Or small. You know, rent still have to be paid. A lot of restaurants have overheads. There, a lot of people are taking loans. People are still trying to give their employees a little stipend. Because two reasons why, because they deserve it, and two, when things open back up, they want to still be able to know that they have the loyalty of the staff still ready to come back.
Yeah, but a lot of places aren't even able to give us stipends. So.
That's what I'm saying. It's pretty difficult, and the food prices. Guys, it's 8:45. All right, I'm not saying I'm bad at love. I'm just saying I'm probably better at being single. I don't know. Hey, in life, you gotta know your strong points, you know. Well, it's about that time. Dana's coming up at the top of the hour, followed by Richard Graham, then Brandon, and Laura Lee, the eve of a Friday. Woo! Keep it in mind, a lot of rain to be falling today, so be prepared and look out. Again, especially in your areas, if you know it's prone to flooding, a little bit of rain falls, and then it's madness and drama. Be aware, and of course, you know, check on your neighbors, yard too, and, you know, people who are at work. All right, so, well, you never have to worry about flooding. Well, at least not the flooding part, but the downhill, everything, deluge part. Yeah, maybe, yeah.
But so far, it's been a very beautiful morning, you know, not too sunny.
Okay.
I mean, you could see some patches of gray, but...
Is it feeling hot on the outside?
It's real hot.
Oh, they're expecting early 30s in the Celsius range today. So
yeah, it's pretty warm already. I commented that a little while ago.
Okay, cool. Oh. Well, it's about that time, folks. On behalf of DJ Danny, we love you. Have a great day today. Catch you tomorrow. Godspeed life. And keep a smile on your face. Be kind. Stay awesome. And keep rocking 951 Remix. Let's go.
If I agreed with you, we'd both be wrong. Val and Danny. It's complicated. And it's only on your 951 Morning Drive.